Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 778, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so we started talking about last shiur in reference to something which comes up on Shabbos usually. Usually doesn't come up during the week too much, whereby everybody, there's people sitting at the table, and the head of the household, the balabas, or whatever the case is making the hamaitzi for everybody else. Or the other case, flipping it the other way, everybody's making their own hamaitzi, but they're relying sort of like on the challahs or the bread, and let's say keeping it to Shabbos and Yom Tov, make it easy. They're relying on the challahs from the balabas, the head of the household, for lechem mishnah and so on. So in either case, so just real quickly, I want to start reading. We read last time from the Shulchan Aruch. We want to go into the Mishnah Berurah. We'll read a little bit from the Mishnah Berurah and then into the Sefer Yisrael Halachos to get an understanding what this is all about. So starting again back with the Mechaber, we said in our Siman Kuf Samach Zayin Sif Uis Sif Tesvav in Hamasubim Rasham Litam Achi Yitam Abetzeya. The people sitting around the table who are being yotze with the bracha. Right, of the, let's say somebody makes a hamaitzi, let's say on Shabbos, right, which we usually, when it comes up, person makes a hamaitzi for everybody else. If that's the minig, well, yeah, there's different menhagim, obviously. So then, once he gives out the challah to everybody, when he gives out the, or during the week, he gives out the roll, whatever the case might be, then a person has to be careful not to, they can't eat before the one who made the bracha, and was yetsa them, starts to eat. So now it says the Mishnah Berurah explains to us not just that. He says in Sifkat and Ayin Vav, Kishiyatsa Bebircha Sabaytseya. In other words, right, I make the bracha, there's 10 people at the table, I'm being yetsa everybody with my hamaitzi. Fine. So but everybody has to be careful not to eat before I start to eat. Okay. But he says further, Vayim Beprima Godim, the Prima Godim, he brings down that the other way also. Shemitzadid, that Afilu Imloinis Chavan Lotzis Bevirchosay. Even if everybody's going to make their own bracha, right? Since everybody is relying on the challah or bread, whatever the case is, on Shabbos, it will be the challah during the week, whatever it might be, rolls, whatever, but we'll try and stick to Shabbos Yom Tov, make it a little bit easier. But since everybody's relying on that challah, let's say in case of Lecha Mishnah, I need the balabos's challah for Lecha Mishnah, right? Even though I might be making my own hamoitzi, so then ein derech, emi derech kovet litam koidim shiyatim hu. One has to be careful, it's not derech kovet to eat, to take a bite before the one who made the bracha on the original challah, even though I'm making my own bracha and I'm using his challah for lecha mishnah. So I have to wait till he takes the first bite, then I can take my bite. Okay, now just to read it from the Sefer Yisrael Halachos in again our Siman Kuf Samach Zayin Ois Nun Aleph, how he explains it. Achilas Hamasubim Lefnei Habitzeya Kishabitzeya Muitzi Es Hamasubim. When somebody is has a mind, the people at the table, like on Shabbos Yom Tov and so on, if that's the minik, or Yafilu Ene Muitziim Ella Shehem. Even if the person does not make the bracha for everybody, but Afilu Ene Muitziim Ella Shehem. But everybody needs his, they'll make their own bracha, but they're relying on his challah, whether it's from Lecha Mishnah, whatever the case might be. So he says, that's the case. They don't have any challah, in front of them. But everybody, let's say, is eating from the challah of the one who made the everybody's, even though they made their own bracha, but they're going to eat from the balabas's challah. Or even if they have their own pas, right? But even further, let's say on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Now again, we're trying sticking to Shabbos and Yom Tov. I have only one challah, but elish etzrichim lepas says the sefer alacha, sefer oitzva alacha is balabayis lot says chovis lachmish. But I need the other the Balabas is making a bracha on Lecha Mishnah, right? So I'm also going to make a bracha, but I need the Lecha Mishnah from the Balabas, because I have to have Lecha Mishnah when I make the bracha. So since I'm using his challah that he's making the bracha on, so I have to be careful, even though I might have said the bracha and maybe I'm ready to eat before him, so I have to be careful in that case. For example, like on Shabbos, let's say not everybody has two challahs in front of him, so then they have to be careful, even though I'm making my own bracha and I'm going to use the balabas, the head of the household's challah, one has to be careful not to start eating before the one who made the bracha, even though I make my own bracha, but since I'm using his challahs, you have to be careful not to take a bite or eat before he does. Okay, and so on the bottom, he brings down Kamoshe Kosev HaMachaber de B'Shabbos Sarech She'iyah Lefnei Kol Echad Ve'echad Lechem Mishnah. A person should have in front of them Lechem Mishnah when they make the bracha, if they make their own bracha, right? So he brings from Shulchan Achra Mishbru. But let's say in a case in time, Dim Ein Lefneihem Lechem Mishnah. Let's say a person, again, they don't have Lechem Mishnah in front of them. Afu Pishiyesh Lam Kikar Echad Shalom, even though they only have one challah, harehim srichim lechem ilechem habitseya, then they have to eat, they have to use the balabas's challah, right? Harehim srichim lechem ilechem habitseya shebotza ala lechem mishnah. They have to use the other challah from the head of the household for their lechem mishnah, kedei lotzis mimen chayves lechem mishnah, because the person, the bottom line is you have to have lechem mishnah. So again, if that's the case, just all we're saying is, bottom line is, be careful, don't eat before the one, the balabas, who made the bracha on the original challah. Okay, now just to finish off, then there's one more prat we'll go into next year, but he says, he finishes off, like we said, we saw in the Machaber, again, Shabbos Yom Tov, when it comes up, in Ein Hamasubim Tzrichim L'Kikrei Shel Balabais, let's say, everybody has their own Lechem Mishnah, right? Everybody has their own Lechem Mishnah, right? For example, on Shabbos and Yom Tov, they have their Lechem Mishnah. During the week, you wouldn't need the Lechem Mishnah, but we're trying to stick to Shabbos and Yom Tov. Then it's Mutar Lahem Litar Min HaPrusa. Then one would be allowed to take a bite, Kodim Shatayim HaBaitseya, before the one who made the bracha takes a bite. I would be able to take a bite since I have my own Lechem Mishnah. Afal Pishem Yoitzim Bebirchas. And the chiddush is, even though I'm being yoitza with the head of the household's bracha, right? The kol shekem b'zmanenu shaminig b'har b'makoymo is shekol echad mevarech b'fnei atzmani. And definitely with today, the minig is by many people that shaminig b'har b'makoymo is shekol echad mevarech b'fnei atzmani. That a person has their own lechem mishnah, even though there's a lot of people at the table, and they make their own bracha v'yesh l'chol echad ve'echad kikar b'fnei atzmani. Everybody has their own lechem mishnah. Ein tzarech lamtem al te'imas habitzeya. Then one would not have to wait till the head of the household takes his first bite. But the chiddush being over here, even to the extent that I'm being yoitzah, that's what he says. Afal pisha heim yoitzah mibirchas habitzeya. Even though I have my own lechem mishnah, I have my own chalas, and I'm being yoitzah. I'm being yoytzei with the bracha of the head of the household, the balabas. But even, since I have my own challah, so then it's fine. Then I could take a bite before he actually takes his bite. And that's what he says on the bottom. Just finishing off, he brings down on the bottom, ois kuf tzadik, and the small on the Pesach away. So he brings on the bottom kuf tzadik k'moshe kosev. Does the sefer Yisrael lachos k'moshe kosev v'machaber and mishabur she kosev the kavonis v'machaber b'mashe kosev the im yesh l'chol echad kikar. If everybody has their own challah during the week, would be one on Shabbos Yom Tov. You have to have two mutar lahem l'taim l'fnei habitzaya. One would be allowed to take a bite before the head of the household actually takes a bite. Even if though they're yoitza with the bracha of the baitseya, the one, the head of the household. Thank you for listening. Aslachem bracha kol tov.